Welcome into another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1. We are streaming, of course, at newsdakota.com, and you can listen back to podcasts anywhere you get your podcasts from. You just search out KQDJ Podcast, and you can listen to us on whatever platform you like. We are joined here by Russell Keyes, Jennifer Weber, and you have a friend with you in here as well. What is your friend's name here?
This is Chiquito, my ball python.
Ball python. And we're going to talk about a big event coming up in Carrington. And you guys, this is something that's been going on for a while. You've been on Let's Talk About It over the years talking about this. But it is Snake Day in Carrington. Russell, tell me about this, what it's all about.
Yes, we're actually into our fifth year of taking our snakes. We're both just a private hobbyist that keeps snakes as pets. And over the years, people have always asked us questions, you know, different questions about it, and certainly have an interest in it. And over the years, I've also shown my animals, like at the county fair, that worked out to an extent, different schools around the area as an educational program. But what Jennifer and I came up with the idea was to actually bring our reptiles out into the public in a public setting so that people can actually come and see for themselves what it is we're doing, ask the questions that need to be asked. There are people that come just absolutely fearful, but you know, within a short period of time, they're up there touching and holding, and they're realizing that, you know, snakes that are, already used to being handled aren't so bad, you know, whereas your wild snake, you're going to find is defensive naturally, and they're just trying to escape and survive. But these animals that have been kept in captivity are to the point of being friendly.
And Jennifer, you have obviously this ball python here, but you have other snakes at home?
Yeah, I really like boa constrictors.
Okay.
And a couple corn snakes and some other ball pythons.
All right. And so has this been a thing for you your whole life, or did you get into snakes later? Like, when did you start, you know, being into snakes, like thinking you might want to have them around you?
I've kind of already had, like, leopard geckos when I was younger, mm-hmm. but 10 years ago I got my first snake.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, I have about 20 now.
20?
Yep.
Wow. All right. And Russell, for you too, like, when did you start getting into reptiles, snakes, etc.? When did that happen for you?
I think for me, getting into them is more a thing of what I was not allowed to do. Mom and Dad certainly would never have allowed me to keep snakes at home when I was growing up. That was something I got into when I was in college. But growing up, Dad always said, hey, go outside. Well, I found things outside, including garter snakes. It wasn't until I got to college that I was able to get access to what you call other species. There was a live reptile lab at NDSU that I actually worked at, which was a lot of fun because they had individual species of different snakes around the U.S. and around the world as well. So that's how I got started, and I also learned, or I got to meet, there was a snake breeder through working there at the reptile room, if you will, at the school.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so this has been going on for a while in your life now. How many snakes do you have at your place?
Currently, I have 70.
70?
Yeah.
Okay. And ranging from small to large, like I know the ball pythons are smaller, but...
Right, and that's what I do too, is smaller snakes.
Okay.
I'm really big into corn snakes and rat snakes. Again, you know, non-venomous species.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that would hurt me or the kids, you know. It's always been important for me. So I tend to keep the smaller species and the North American stuff.
Okay. Now, if people aren't aware of it, as far as species here in this particular part of the country, I know if you go west of here, rattlesnakes can be found, but that's not common here, right? We're non-venomous mostly around here, correct?
Right. In this part of the state, we don't have any venomous species.
Okay.
So we're good.
All right. So what kinds of snakes are here that you could find out in the
Typically, if you walk outside, you're going to find garter snakes. You can find the red belly and the green grass snake, but they're harder to find because they're so small.
Right.
Now, out west, we do have hognose snakes, too.
Okay. All right. So this event coming up, the Snake Day in Carrington, when is it?
That'll be July 13th. It's a Saturday, July 13th. And then we're also going to be going up to Fort Totten on July 14th.
Okay. And it's what time of day is it in Carrington? How long will it be going?
So Carrington, because we have the picnic shelter in the park all mm-hmm. day long, mm-hmm. we're going to have it from 10 a.m. in the morning till 8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Because, you know, we're going to take all the trouble to set up our tables there, and we're going to have crafts, and we're going to have our two tables, and then we have two other groups of people that are coming down from Minot that also have snakes,
okay.
and they're going to have their snakes, and I think it'll be probably Bearded Dragon or two.
Wow.
So we just make a whole day out of it.
Right. Super cool, and again, just people can come out and just get familiar, because like you said, there's a lot of people that are, snakes get a bad rap, I think, you know, really, I mean, they do, because they're only, I think, as aggressive as you make them a lot of times, right?
To a degree. I mean, snakes in the wild are naturally defensive because you're a larger animal to them. You
right.
represent a threat. And so, you know, they're just trying to survive. And snakes in the wild typically are staying hidden because if they were out in the open, they'd be eaten by the hawks and the foxes and coyotes. So, you know, it's a survival game for them. Where snakes in captivity, because they're used to being handled by people as often as they are generally laid back and calm, especially the species like this ball python here, who take to captivity quite well.
Now, this ball python, what do you feed a ball python, Jennifer?
About every 3 weeks, he eats a frozen thawed rat.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, and how do you have to like order those in? I mean, how do you get that?
Yeah, I get mine from Rodent Pro, and they all come in a big box with dry ice and everything.
Okay.
It's super easy. We don't feed anything live.
All right, and it's every 3 weeks. That's it, huh?
Yep. They have pretty slow metabolisms. Our boa constrictor eats a rabbit every 5 weeks.
Okay.
She's about 8 feet long, so.
8 feet long. All right. Is that the biggest snake you have? Is the 8-footer?
Yep.
Okay. What about you, Russell? What's the largest snake you have in your...
My black rats are hitting about 6 feet.
Okay. Wow. And smallest. What about the smallest?
Smallest? Probably be my Arizona Mount King snake at the moment. Probably under 2 feet at the moment. So.
Wow. Okay. And the thing I love about looking at snakes, I've always been interested as a kid, the colors, the different color patterns that they have.
Sure.
Then there's significance to that a lot sometimes, isn't there? Like different color patterns, they mean different things, right?
It can. The snake that I just mentioned, the Arizona Mountain King, mimics the coral snake that can be found in parts of the south, but they're not necessarily in the exact same range. So that it sounds like it's a good, you know, scientific thing going on, but it's not necessarily, because your Arizona Mount King is more up in the mountains mm-hmm. and in a very small located area, where your coral snake is down in the lower valley area out in the open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, and if people, you know, what advice would you give to someone who maybe wanted to get a pet, a snake for the first time? What would you tell them? Like, what pointers would you give them to get started if they wanted to get into that?
To get started into that, and a big way to read up on all your material. You know, there's so much information out there. Take the time to do the research before jumping on, you know, because if you're walking into a pet store and just say, oh, I want that snake, put it in a box, I want to take it home. Well, you've already started yourself on the road to disaster, because you're not already set up. If you don't have the enclosure at home set up with the proper temperature, with the proper humidity, you know, it depends on the species you're going after. I mean, you should make sure you're set up properly before you ever bring one home.
Yep, and it's addictive. I don't know anyone with just three snakes. He goes 1, 2, and at least 20.
Do you have any other animals? Do you have any other pets other than the snakes?
I do. I have cats.
Oh, you have cats?
Yeah, cats and dogs.
Cats, do they coexist okay? Like, do the dogs and cats kind of look like, well, you know, or do they
really
everybody's okay with each other?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. What has to be remembered is that when I tell people that I have snakes at home, they get this wild imagination that I sleep with all 60 of them every night.
Nope, they think they're just slithering
around. That's not how that works. They have their own individual cages. Yeah, that's not, they're not kept loose out and around the house, not by any means.
Yeah, you see that a lot in movies, but that's not reality.
No. and like you said, too, they have to have the perfect, you know, conditions. You know, they have to have the right temperature, the right, all that stuff is super, uber important, just like it would be with if you have fish or anything else. I mean, you have to cater to what they need.
Sure.
Yep. I mean, they're all from different environments, so you have to kind of recreate that environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, are ball pythons from like a warm environment? Like, where's their natural, where they naturally live?
They're from Africa.
Okay.
They like to live in like termite mounds, and burrows.
Okay. All right. And so again, let's tell people about Snake Day in Carrington. It's coming up when and where and hours and all that stuff.
Right. Snake Day in Carrington will be July 13th. It's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then the next day is Sunday, July 14th. We will be up at Fort Totten from 1 o'clock till 5 p.m. And Fort Totten, they're actually running a couple other events at the same time that day at their historic site. That's what it is. It's a Fort Totten historic site. And, I mean, I was told there was going to be ice cream available. So, hey,
wow.
I'm at the right place this year.
I think, yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, anything else you want to add before we close up here?
You know, I think this is a great event for people, not just, you know, people with kids, but people of all ages. We've certainly enjoyed having people come, and they initially are scared. And I don't blame them, because if it's something they don't know.
Sure.
And that's the big thing. Once they get some knowledge about what they're seeing, and they're seeing other people touching and holding, that seems to bring the people in. We just had something the other week where we took the snakes up to a preschool in New Rockford. And it was funny, we walked in and that teacher was just terrified. Now, it was a parent that had invited me from a different program that I was part of. And so she invited me to the preschool. Mm-hmm. And the teacher initially was just scared.
Yep.
And she, you could see the fear in her eyes. She walked up and she's a little nervous. She's like, "Do you have any on you or something?" I'm like, "Well, no, they're out in the car waiting for us to bring them in." And she's like, "Well, me and a bunch of the other children are going to go in the office here because they're also scared." Well, of course, they're just following the teacher's example.
Right, right, right.
Okay. And so they did. When we first came in, the teacher and, I don't know, six or seven kids went off to the side. There was an office, but they kept the door open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the rest of the kids, as soon as she brought the ball python out, all the rest of the kids
all
just went flocked right around
yeah.
it. And boy, those other kids and the teacher, mind you, who was scared, had to come and see for themselves as well. And that happens all the time.
Yep.
And in no time at all, the teacher included, mm-hmm. was holding and touching these things.
Yeah, one of the teachers even held the boa constrictor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is great. I think this is an awesome event, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's definitely bring the family out. The kids, I know my kids just love it. Snake Day in Carrington, and then the next day in Fort Totten. Guys, I really appreciate you coming in and spending time here and educating us a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
You bet. That is going to do it for this edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.